Hey, Master Souls, Stacy here. Today we're working in the Inner Council again, into your Inner Council, and we're on to the second aspect, which is your co-creator. Now, the theme for the co-creator is plays nicely with others. And as you can imagine, I have had a really hard time getting in relationship with my co-creator, admitting that I even needed help from others, trying to actually acknowledging the fact that I can play nicely with others. And that's all of my only child stuff kind of showing up. This one has been a tricky one for me because the thing that I most needed to learn and the thing I most want to impart upon you is when you're in business, you cannot create it in a bubble. You cannot create the business of your dreams in a bubble, which means that you absolutely have to learn how to play nicely with others. You have to learn how to receive their assistance. You have to learn when you need to give assistance. And so the co-creator really looks for opportunities to be in sync and to work with others to create the vision that you're trying to create in your life and in your business. So playing nice with others means that not only are we responsible in so many ways to support others and look for opportunities to support others and co-create their reality, we also need to look at ways that others can support us to co-create ours. Now, it's coming in many different ways and many different aspects of support that we're looking for when we talk about the co-creator. Now, I'm going to make a little bit of a caveat because, you know, I know I talk a little bit about co-creating with the universe, and that's super important. Of course, we're going to co-create with the universe. That's imperative. However, normally when it does come up, and as I've matured in my relationship with my co-creator, I found that co-creating with the universe was a really easy way for me to get out of working with other people. So don't say that you're co-creating with the universe when in fact you actually do need to co-create with other human beings. And so this really brings the humanity into the co-creation. Now, the beautiful part about it is when we get to the place where we want to co-create with the universe, we can have a discussion with our manifestor, whose sole job is to co-create with the universe. So let's stick with what this aspect, this co-creator, is really created to do and how that dialogue can work for you. Now, when we co-create with others, in some ways, you know, sometimes we need specific support. Maybe we need somebody to create a website or a landing page or a link or a photo or an interview, or we need an assistant to write something, or we need a coach to help us envision it better. We need somebody in marketing, we need a VA, we need all of these people that we can hire to put in place to give us the support. That's one thing that very often my co-creator does ask for and say, I have these little details here that we need help on. And if we can get somebody else to help us on those details, then we can be in our zone of genius. So it's a really easy place for us to go, who do I need to help me create this? What are the loose ends that I may not be brilliant at, but I can hire someone else out, hire someone else to assist me in that? So it's a really easy way for us to start working with our co-creator is, who do I need to hire? Now, there's other ways to work with our co-creator in that, who do I need to support me? Which is different from who I need to hire. Who do I need to support me? Do I need to stand up in front of my best friend and go over the entire, you know, speech that I'm going to give, to hear it, to just be there? Do I need to, you know, be able to call her at 11 p.m. and just say, listen, I've been working on this for hours. Can you just look at this piece? Find support in ways that will feed your soul and will help you stay in alignment with your project. That's what this is about. who can support you at a soul level, at a mental level, at a physical level. Look at all of the aspects of each single project and figure out what levels of support you need. Very often my co-creator will come up with a couple of different ways that I need to be supported to bring this project out to its fullest and most beautiful way. Who can support me in this? What do I need in terms of human interaction to create this? Now, I'm also going to say that for those of you who are working with clients or who need investors, those are co-creators as well. And sometimes in the earlier stages, my enroller, the third aspect, actually requests the co-creator to go out and figure out what it is my clients want me to create so that I can co-create that with them. So I can tap into what it is I want to bring and know that I'm co-creating it specifically for them. In fact, many of my higher level private clients, we have co-created their program together. And we decide how often we want to talk, how long, you know, what our interactions look like, how long we want to work together. We co-create the entire spectrum of what it is they want to receive. And in that way, I am co-creating my client. My client's experience for sure. I also, you know, it brings to mind a story, speaking of support, of one of my clients. She was writing a book and she really wanted to have somebody ask her questions and for her to reply to them. And in this question and answering, she was going to actually come up with the content of the book. And so she went out into the world and she started looking for somebody, but it was a little bit hazy what it was she was looking for. So we sat down together and we had a really long dialogue with her co-creator. And we started to get more and more specific about the person that she was bringing in. You know, what level of development was she in? What was going on in her, in that her person's business, in her person's life, to make sure that the questions that the person really wanted to ask were the questions that my client really wanted to write about. And so as we worked with the co-creator and really got the vision of who it was that was most meant to help her bring this book into fruition, we handed it over to the manifestor and said, this is the person that we need, that my co-creator needs. So, you know, well, her co-creator needs this. Let's hand it over to the manifestor. This is who she needs to complete her job. And the manifestor went out into the world, and within a week, she had the perfect person to be able to do this Q&A type writing with. So you see, we can really work with our entire council once we know whose job is what. And the co-creator's job is to figure out what type of support we need to complete this project. What sort of support outside the bubble that we need to call in to help us bring this vision into fruition. And she can then ask the other aspects for help. It may be that, you know, we need somebody phenomenal to do the book cover design, in which case we can go over to the researcher, right, to the knower, and have them do a full research project and ask for, you know, and start looking into people. But the co-creator can also say, I want to ask these published authors who they use as well. And then in which case the knower and the co-creator are working in harmony to find the things that you need. And then we can go to the manifestor and say, hey, I want to call in this perfect book designer, and this is how I want to work with them. And this is, you know, all of the specifications. So this talk with the co-creator really is about getting the human support into your world and into your business so that you can properly create what it is you want to create, even if that means that you're creating with your potential clients, that you're creating with a friend, that you're creating with your mom, your assistant, Whatever that support looks like, we all need the human component in our business to really, truly succeed. Use your co-creator to help you play nicely with others. Even for an only child like me who is fiercely independent, who doesn't want the support, knows the value of having my co-creator step on board and tell me exactly what it is I need. So, next time we'll be working on the enroller. In the meantime, ask your questions in the Facebook group and let me know what kind of dialogues you're going to be having over the course of this next week with your co-creators. Much love.